Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You don't want a bomb thrower. And so, no, John Bolton's totally unfit to be Secretary of State. And I hope that the Trump administration will say, you know what? He does not represent what Donald Trump represents, which is change, and which is the understanding the Iraq war was a mistake.
Shots fired rhetorically by Senator Rand Paul last night on CNN with the prospect of John Bolton being on the short list for Secretary of State. Joining us right now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And KT, does he have a point? I mean, after all, John Bolton was absolutely in favor of the Iraq war, and Donald Trump, along with Rand Paul, were against it. And and you've been pretty critical of that move, too. So was there a point to be made?
Of the Iraq war, yeah. Look, I think that all of this is sort of normal transition stuff where everybody's backbiting and they're trying to campaign for jobs in the media and they're trying to get attention, but he's not good, I'm good, the other guy's bad. It's just normal. But what makes this sort of on steroids is the fact that Donald Trump has just beaten everybody. There is no establishment. There is no normal, natural guy who's going to step into the job. And when you think about it, I mean, Donald Trump went against everything. You know, he went against the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, the Bush and the Clinton political machines, which had dominated American politics for a generation between them. He went against the think tank and academic intelligentsia, the media mandarins, the pollsters. He defeated the neocons, the progressives, Wall Street, the unions, the donor class, the lobbyists. So not only did Donald Trump slay the dragon, the Democrat candidate, but he slayed all the dragons.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're seeing all of this furious knife fighting in public.
All right. So, but I mean, Rand Paul says he doesn't like Rudy Giuliani for that job, doesn't like John Bolton. And that's a vote against him. And you know, look, you got 52 Republican votes in the Senate. If you have another defection, then you got a problem. So let me ask you this. Is still going to go? Should he still go forward with it, given the fact that it could be an uphill battle?
Donald Trump is going to go forward with whatever he chooses. And for anybody who says, well, he can't do this, or he's got to make sure that he gets the support of this or that, are you kidding? Do you know what he's just done? This is the biggest political
earthquake. You don't think, I tend to agree with you on that. But there's another position in the Trump administration that, if memory serves me correct, does not require confirmation. It's like, National Security Advisor.
That's right.
National Security Advisor. I mean, do you know of anybody who might make a great National Security Advisor, KT?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are putting their hands up and saying, what about me?
Your name has been mentioned. Let's just put it out there.
Look, I think Donald Trump gets whatever cabinet, whatever political people he wants, political, non-political, experts, non-experts. It's his show, and there's nobody else's opinion or vote
and
that matters.
And I get that, but I'm going to have to drill down here with my dear friend, KT McFarland.
Look, guys, I was a foot soldier in the Reagan Revolution, and it changed the world. Not only did Reagan fix the economy, he restored our place in the world. We won the Cold War without firing a shot. And to me, and as Reagan said, the most important thing was he restored America's belief in ourselves. I think this is a potential Reagan revolution. I think in a lot of ways it might even be bigger than a Reagan revolution. So I can tell you the personal pride I feel in having been a foot soldier in the Reagan Revolution, and I and anybody else would in a heartbeat want to join this movement, because Donald Trump has just shown that the American people are back in charge again, and it has the potential to be not only fix the economy, fix our place in the world, but make this 21st century the second great American century.
Have you filled out the paperwork and all that kind of stuff?
I don't think anybody's filling out the paperwork quite yet. It's all about Donald Trump's decisions. And again, I think that we have to just soak in the enormity of what he's just done. He is the first president since George Washington to walk into the Oval Office, and he doesn't owe anybody anything.
KT, there's been a lot of discussion with regard to policy, and we love talking to you about that. So let me try to ask you a more abstract question. Mm-hmm. Whoever the National Security Advisor might be or whoever the Secretary of State might be, what should their priority be with regard to Russia? We've learned that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have had a conversation. John McCain already jumping out there saying, don't try a reset with Russia. This is a delicate relationship, and we know where Donald Trump stands in juxtaposition to what our policy has been. Mm-hmm. How do you navigate that?
I think that the policy of what it has been, which has been unsuccessful, has been public shaming of Russia, you know, calling Putin either on the wrong side of history or Russia's just a regional power, there has been, they're headed for the dustbin. You know, to do that publicly for a country and a leader who wants some respect is probably the wrong way to do it, because at the same time the Obama administration then made big concessions in private but humiliated him in public. Trump seems to be going in a different direction where he hasn't praised them so much as given them respect, given them their due respect in public. But let me tell you, New York real estate negotiators, that's the toughest negotiators on the planet. And so I would assume that Donald Trump privately would be a tough, tough, tough negotiator with the Russians.
Does that mean Rudy Giuliani would be a good partner, considering his New York reputation?
I think that all of these choices are up to the one guy who just
laid all the
dragons.
Yeah, of course it is. But come on, KT, you're an expert here. We're interested in your take
on
this.
I think any of these people would make terrific. Why? Because they would have the full support of the President of the United States, who's now the most powerful guy in the world and who's made it pretty clear that he's going to reverse the failed policies of the last 8 years, which is why the American people in every, you know, group gave him overwhelming support all across the board.
Well, I just hope you continue to take our calls, KT. Because we'll be calling.
You think so?
Yeah, we'll be calling. KT, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.